You wake up in the morning and you feel sick.
Okay.
Like you're getting, you know, starting to get cold or something, going down with the cold.
Okay.
Well, I'll go.
You know, you're a pretty healthy girl, so you, you know, you're never sick. Well, not really sick. Not people who are sick.
Huh. Well, that's odd. Okay, and then you have a message. Well, you get a message that the army, a couple army investigators want to talk to you.
So, Penelope?
Ghost girl.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I'll go to the store and get some flu medicine or something. And,
okay.
And head over to the army base.
Oh, okay.
Don't feel good.
So you get to the army base with your bottle of something. And let's see, I guess they talk to you first. So, you know, the two investigators, very typical, one tall, one short, and kind of bad.
Okay.
Very investigative.
One's mean and one's nice.
Yeah. So they want you to get. So they want you to tell. You know, they want. They're investigating about the incident where Mechagodzilla destroyed the base.
Oh, okay.
So they want to get your what you saw since you were there.
Sure.
So you can give me a summary if you want, or you know, just say you did it.
Okay. Well.
It's the most hideous thing I've ever seen.
But it was only right.
Right. Well, I know Riff from the Island City Heroes or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Right.
So when originally some security agency tried to hire me to help guard the conference or whatever, but I talked to Riff and he said, eh, don't worry about it. So I didn't worry about it. And then they got attacked by robots. So I decided to worry about it.
Okay.
So I came over and they got attacked by robots again.
And these the same robots?
These were different robots.
Different robots. Okay.
They were bigger. So helped take those out, and then we went, Rad and I went looking for where the robots were coming from.
Okay.
And we found that other giant snake robot at the carnival.
Okay.
So we disabled that one, and then apparently Riff had it, you know, its body carted back to his lab.
It's a good thing, otherwise
the scenario would have been. Oh, we played right into your hands. So, then Rad and I tracked the snake robot back to a boat off the coast, which had been reported missing
right.
a while back. And just as we were getting ready to check out the boat, we got a call from Riff saying that that one of the conference attendees had revealed himself to be some sort of insane robot supervillain guy.
Uh-huh.
And he made all of the previously defeated robots reactivate and join into some big giant robot, which we then fought. And he seemed to mostly ignore us and concentrate on blowing up the base
mm-hmm.
Until he was pretty much done destroying the base. And then he beat on us for a while until we managed to take him out.
Okay. So let's see.
That pretty much covers it.
So.
Cough, cough. Please, please.
Can you drink the waters?
Yeah.
Thanks. You weren't there for the first attack.
Alright.
That's fine. So the second robotic attack. It's a robot. Or the robot going after someone that you could tell? Or were they just bent on general destruction?
We had the impression they were going after the female doctor, didn't we? I can't remember. Or was that just Riff or Rad who kept it?
Dr. Vontenhaus? Rad might have said it. So the first time they attacked, they went after the doctor.
Right, but I wasn't there.
Right.
So
the second time they attacked,
they seemed to be going after Rad, actually, because he took them out the first time, right?
Not too sure. I don't think they had any.
I thought they said we'll get you this time or something like that.
Oh, yeah, something like that. Okay.
So I think they were targeting Rad because he had more or less single-handedly defeated the first wave of robots. And they crashed in through the ceiling, which led us to believe they had been flying, so that's why we went off looking for where they came from.
Right. So they were attacking Riff. Professor Riff?
Rad.
Oh, Rad. They were attacking Rad.
And he pretty much single-handedly took them out again. While Riff and I got the bystanders out of the way.
I see. Alright, and then you two talk to Super Snake. Did the Snake Robot go after Rat?
No, actually, it just seemed to be doing wanton destruction.
Hmm.
It had knocked over the Ferris wheel, and Rad went off to take care of that, and I combated the robot.
Alright.
Combated? Is that even a word?
What? Okay, and then in the final battle, does the robot seem to be targeting anybody specifically? Or just attacking the base?
At first it seemed to be attacking the base. After it was done blowing up the base, it did grab the woman doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got her away, it got all upset. Didn't he say something about denying his true love or something when I got inside?
Yeah.
So, yeah, the guy who was controlling the robot said something about her being his true love and he would get her back.
All right, so this robot controller, Dr.
Humanist.
Have you met him before?
No.
No? Had no contact with him?
Dr. Riff seemed to know him.
I see.
He was one of the. He was apparently one of the more eminent, attendees of the conference. And apparently knows what he's talking about, because his robots certainly outclassed all the other ones I've seen.
Hmm. Okay. Have you known Riff long? Professor Riff?
Not really.
Last name unknown? No, probably.
I first met him on Pearl Harbor Day, actually.
Really?
I don't know how long ago that was. No, July 1942. So that would make it 7 months?
Something like that, yeah. Right. And since then, you've worked with them occasionally, a lot?
Occasionally.
Ever hang out?
Not really.
because he keeps to himself?
Largely he does. Actually, most of us in the, you know, with the exception of Red, who actually does keep to himself, and John Gilmore, most of us, you know, have our own lives outside of being heroes, so we don't tend to... I mean, we have our regular meetings and stuff, but not a lot of social activity.
Do you have any impressions on Professor Riff? He seems to be a stable individual. Is he prone to romantic liaisons? Perhaps he drinks too much coke?
Too much coffee. He seems overfond of shiny metal things.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit absent-minded. He seems to leap to conclusions a lot. Prone to violence.
Did you see him in during this conference, these events, did you see him talking to Professor Van den Haas, which is a girl?
I don't remember.
Okay. I don't know. So for your impression, he didn't have any sort of relationship with that Professor Van den Haas?
As far as I know, this was the first time they've met.
Did you see, actually, what did I even know? Have you ever met Professor Bradley Jones?
I'm wondering, have I?
Tough to tell. Well, he was there.
Let's see, the first episode, he was off at the hospital the whole time, so I didn't...
Pretty much.
Since
then, he's in a superhero form pretty much all the time.
Yeah. I've heard Dr. Riff mention him, but I don't think I've actually met him.
Okay. So, did you mention going into one of the labs to look for something? To look for a weapon?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Was this a random lab?
No, there was some sort of radiation lab next door.
And you knew this?
No!
Just from talking to the attendees?
Yeah.
Do you remember who told you?
No. I might have remembered it from the first time I was here on December 7th.
Are you talking to?
Military police.
What the?
You don't know about this yet.
Hey, their base got blown up, man. They're curious.
Let's see it.
Did... So once you were in the lab looking for some sort of weapon, did you find anything?
Nope.
Did you see anybody in the lab?
Nope. It was empty.
It was empty?
Huh? Which was weird, because it was locked from the inside!
Did you mention that?
It wasn't locked from the inside.
It wasn't locked from the inside.
It was just locked. Wasn't it?
It wasn't locked from the inside.
Actually, it was locked.
I mean,
you can't really tell if it was locked from the inside or the outside.
Yeah, it's locked.
Because there was a key.
And it was partially demolished. I probably just went through a hole in the wall.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
Specifically had you go through the door.
Okay.
I was asking you about it. This rat fellow.
He didn't betray me, huh?
Was he always at the conference?
I think so, yeah. he hired on to be there. Which I think is a little mercenary, but hey.
Yeah. He needed the money.
So...
I guess I did. No, wait. The government did. It wasn't my money.
Good pizza.
Oh, good.
Is... What's your impression of that?
Of Rad?
Yes, he worked with him a couple
rad.
Times.
Seems a pretty upright fellow.
He's money grubbing now.
What's your asking questions about me?
I don't know.
You're just asking questions.
You were here.
Is it true he calls himself the Radiation Man?
Yeah. He even got the little thing on his. I can't say I really approve of his, you know, commercial endorsements. I think it's kind of cheesy, but everybody has different needs.
Apparently.
I don't really approve of John Gilmore's either, so.
Okay. But other than those commercial endorsements, he is a reliable teammate?
Yep. You know, except for that time we both got mind controlled.
Well, you won't mention that.
But I won't mention that. They probably know about that already.
Yeah. No need to bring it back up.
And he was extra reliable then because he was on my side.
All right.
The other side he's not. He's reliable.
Very reliable. Here's the worst copy of it. Okay. I guess that's enough.
Oh,
sorry to
mind.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to take up all your time.
Glad I can help.
Yeah. You've been very helpful.
Hopefully we won't have to bother you again.
No bother.
So this is like a couple weeks after the destroyed most of the base.
Okay.
So
I've been busy rebuilding the base.
Yeah. So they're gonna so you get a call one morning or one mid afternoon that CID wants to talk to you.
CID?
Yeah. So you're not. Yeah. I want to question you about what's happened with the
Mercado Investigation Department.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Wow, 2.5 miles per gallon. Impressive.
Yeah.
It's an unlimited supply of oil. Everybody knows that. We'll never use it all up.
Never.
Inconceivable. You?
Not when I'm sure there's some superhero running around who can just spew oil out of his hands.
Okay.
Oil man. Oil you need.
The human oil slick.
So they want. So first they want you to describe what happened that, you know.
Well, I described.
Ghostly Day.
My little conference and I looked at crashed by a couple of robots that moved the conference to my lab.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was more secure.
Not.
And where I moved the dismantled robots to my lab in order for us all of us robotics experts to study them, and then they came today and all that happy stuff. You know the rest. Things blew up.
Mm-hmm. So when you had the robots brought into the base for study,
mm-hmm.
Things blew up. Did you fill out Form 32 XJ? Robot requisition. Busted!
I don't know, did I? Wally usually takes care of that stuff.
Wally usually just pass the buck. Okay. You had met with Professor Gulan Humanist before? The conference?
Yes, briefly.
Did you get into any arguments?
No, he didn't make any lasting impression on me at that time. So I'm not sure what the heck is going on.
So as far as you know, he was an okay fellow the first time you met him.
First time I met him, yeah. Well, first time I met him, I didn't get a read one way or the other. It was very brief.
This is a crap.
Have you, No, Professor Charlie Vandegas, had you met her before the conference?
No.
Yep. During the conference, did you talk to her?
I don't recall if I did or not. No, I didn't.
I did.
Do you recall if Professor Humanist talked to her? Do you recall anybody seeming to be overly interested in her?
That would be him.
No, I wasn't that interested. Was I?
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah, I think the, that rad
every
had a crush
second.
On her.
Let's see a girl!
Rad.
Yeah.
It's radiation.
Yeah, that's him.
I see.
I think you should have Dr. Jones check him out and make sure he's safe.
Dr. Jones?
Good thing Shannon and I never get nosy about anybody's secret at any. Actually, I take that back. It's a good thing I don't get nosy about anybody's secret at any.
Monsieur's metal hero. Huh.
So, in the day of the missing Godzilla attack,
mm-hmm.
was Dr. Bradley Jones at the base?
I believe he was.
When was the last time you recall seeing him? Before the attack. Before the big robot form.
I don't know, I think I said hi to him that morning.
Right before Rad showed up.
He's Rad.
You never know. Comic book.
Was Rad there the whole time? When you moved everything to the left?
Yeah.
Hi there.
You work with Rad?
Yes.
Okay. Has he ever mentioned how he got his cars? Offhandedly?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Were you just born like that way? Like everybody?
Yeah.
Easy.
I guess I shouldn't call myself a radiation man.
Disco Scroll.
Oh, last one.
Other
people.
No. Have you known her long?
How long have we been together?
7 months.
About a year.
Well, since I gave them an exact date, it should be okay.
And your impressions of her, do you have any impressions of her?
Not really.
Not really?
Mm-hmm.
Is she a good comrade? Dependable?
Yeah.
Comrade? Watch your language, pal.
Okay, we're talking Japanese.
We aren't there yet.
Not there yet.
Yeah, not
it's,
there
it's
yet.
It's not the 50s.
Yeah.
Does she ever eat sushi?
Oh, all the time. Wonder why.
Can't say I noticed. If you'll excuse me, I'm busy working on rebuilding my coffee maker.
Of course. Sorry I took up your time, Fender. Rip. Last name unknown.
That actually is his last name.
Yeah, it is. Actually, it's a first
actually,
name.
Is it?
No, it's the first name. I don't know. I haven't ever decided the last name.
It's Riffington.
Well, that's his full first
Riffington.
Name.
Right. Well, is that his first name or is it
his last full, name? It's his full first name.
Okay.
And after I created the character, I spent like 3 days
researching
to find out what his last name was.
It's never mentioned.
It's never, ever mentioned.
They got his model, Dr. Lorna, but she doesn't have a last name either.
She didn't have I was hoping for that as a clue, like Dr. Lorna Block.
Yep, nope.
No. No dice.
She even had her new husband or boyfriend or whatever at Thanksgiving. He didn't have a name either.
Didn't even have a first name, I don't think.
So they're going to call up Professor Jones.
Dr. Jones.
Dr. Jones.
Yeah.
Whatever. this regarding about the Mega Godzilla attack. Were you there out there?
I was on base.
Were you there when the attack started?
Yes.
I was in my
lab.
You were in your lab?
Well, when they started trashing the place, I left. I'd hide somewhere.
Where you at?
Somewhere on base, I don't know, behind a tree or something, I don't remember. Very traumatic.
Hey.
Is the hospital on the base where your wife is?
No.
That would have been convenient, base hospital.
Yeah. Dangerous, too.
Have you ever met the hero called Rad?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
What's your impression of him?
He's a great guy.
He's a great man.
Yeah, seems like a good guy. Why?
League.
What? Well, he calls himself the Radiation Man.
Yeah, I noticed.
Do you?
It's pretty odd.
Do you have any convictions how he got his power? On how he got his power?
Maybe.
Well,
something
could be one of several possibilities. Could be born that way. You had an accident.
Kind of like what created those sharks.
Or he could be just, you know, from another world.
An alien?
Well, alien or from another dimension. Who knows?
Damn alien.
Hey.
But yeah, those would be my guesses. God damn. Now I have to have someone pose as me while I'm... so they can't say. That was tough.
Ooh,
No, what will be tough is when you found out that your superpowers are actually fueled by your comatose wife's life force. And that in order to cure her, you'll have to give up all your powers.
Wow, that'd be...
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Pretty weird.
No way, man. You can lie there, bitch. No.
Yeah, there's this hot robotic scientist.
Your friend was...
I suppose I shouldn't mention that I was thinking of hiring her.
Do you know Dr. Rick well?
Relatively. See him every day.
Talk to him?
Yeah.
To chat?
Yeah.
Does he seem to be a sociable person?
Well, depends on the definition of sociable.
Does he like the ladies?
Does he what?
Like the ladies?
Married, dude.
So?
I don't know.
His wife mysteriously disappeared.
Can't say I know him that well.
My wife is a Kabuku stand.
Yeah, you keep saying. in pieces.
Why have I never heard of this Kabuku stand? Please show me Kabuku stand on the back. Can't drink it here.
It's where she said she'd went.
Okay, that's it, because you pretty much weren't there, very briefly. So they do send a message for Rad, ask him to come in, so they can ask him some questions. Related to the incident.
You don't have to go, you know.
Huh?
You don't have to go.
Why not? I mean, why shouldn't I go?
Because you're guilty?
Don't ask me, man.
I'll
say it.
I'm
not
scanning
guy. Guilty!
Okay, I'll go.
It'd be a great name for a superhero. You're gold colored, you're guilty.
I go.
Alright.
Yes?
Traitor!
So they ask you to, in your own words, relate the event.
It was military property that gave you your powers. You are property of the U.S. military.
Surrounding the.
Yeah, my bad.
Like a
Godzilla
incident.
Okay.
So, who brought you in to the case? Or to the...
Well, I knew Dr. Riff. That's what I worked with before. Sorry. I knew Dr. Riff. So I just hired on as a security taking off.
Did he ask you to come in, or did you suggest it? Or did you see that he needed security, private security, and you volunteered?
Yeah, I volunteered myself.
For a fee?
For a nominal fee.
During the first attack, the robots didn't have any specific target?
I thought they were targeting the,
Professor
Lundenhoff? Yeah, her.
And
one of the legs.
The legs that won't quit? what did Professor or Dr. Lucy do in the attack? First attack.
After this? I think he just hurried out the guest to safety. And he came back to help me with the two robots. Right? So you get
it. Thanks. It might have been the other way around me.
Did you happen to... Was he pushing people out? Or was he hurting them out?
I didn't notice. I was busy trying to get people out at the time also.
Oh, and who was fighting the robots?
No one. When we first showed up, we were just trying to get all the guests to safety. Actually, the security guard, the other security guard, was firing on the robot.
My robot, too.
And, yeah, and his robot.
Oh, so this is
not
Rift's robot.
Yeah,
they're sad.
Rest in peace. Has Rift's robot ever... Got out of control? Or done things that he did not want to do?
I've heard. I actually wasn't there when it happened, actually.
Neither was I.
No, I was there, but I was on the other side of the building.
That's just the base robot.
I heard, yeah, it kind of went haywire at one time. And my other teammate had to take it down.
Did it kill anyone?
I don't think so.
No.
No.
You'd remember that.
Yeah, no.
Hurt anybody?
No.
That's a small pet.
Possibly, but I don't think so. Small pet. How small? Like an ant?
Now, do the second robotic attack.
Okay. No,
actually, before or after? Did you notice Rift talking to anything in particular more than others? You being a security guard?
Were you talking to...
steam in it?
Or?
No?
Hmm.
Not really, I guess. No.
But you want it, won't you?
I was talking to all of them.
It's time to finish everybody.
Except for one person.
No.
During the second attack, the robot got any way in particular?
I don't know. I took it down. I believe we're fast. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, both of them. One shot. Right? Yeah. So, I don't know. Don't know.
What about doing Major Godzilla like that? Does it
snake,
seem to be...
Snake or the last attack?
Did it seem to be after anybody in particular?
I don't remember.
Did it say anything like, you know, curse you, Rip, I will destroy you?
No, I think he wanted to destroy everybody. So I just said, like, die or one or something. If I remember correctly.
Yeah, I just trashed everything.
Yeah, I think he just wanted to kill everybody.
Clearly, we know who the reliable witnesses are.
You were?
Professor, did you talk to Professor Hoffman?
Yes.
Does she seem like a nice person?
We hear her, Max. I don't
really
didn't get to know her that well, but she seemed nice.
Did you notice anybody else talking to her? In particular?
Did I?
Every moment.
You can make some real. You don't remember. You don't remember.
No. No. Well, no.
Hey, you want to make some real? Something else? I'll give you bonus
points. Oh, really? Okay, bonus point. Yes! Oh, if you talk to this one flying to... No, I... Nope. Nope. Nothing. Nope.
Okay.
Well, no.
When you were fighting Mixed Godzilla, you know, was Dr. Rick finding it also?
Yeah, effectively.
Yes.
You can call that fighting. Oh.
Well, I think at first he started attacking us. Right. Maybe he was controlling the robot, so he was trying to take him out. Kumanin. And then afterwards, I don't know, I was busy fighting him.
Professor Kumanin was controlling the robot.
I didn't do it! Oh, yeah?
Being part of the security team, were you a part of the security?
Yes.
Okay, being in charge of security. Did you roll a background check?
Yes, I did.
And did you find it suspicious?
Well, only that Kunit and the woman. One from where they claim to be from.
Right. Not enough.
Right. But, you know, I didn't think that was too suspicious. Maybe I was wrong.
Okay. You followed Professor, you know, you've known Dr. Rue for a while.
Yeah.
What's your impression of him?
Look, quirky. Otherwise, okay.
Is he defendable?
Tendable.
For what?
Yeah, that's right. For what?
Oh, let's say...
Kind of flaky.
Would you trust him with a deep dark secret? Or perhaps even sort of you knew the...
So if you read the Radiation Man, it's really Dr. Bradley Jones. Would you tell it?
No way. I'm not.
No, they say you have some military.
No,
you could fly out to the U.S. Would you
trust him with it?
Would you be able to trust him with it?
Sure. I would. He may be quirky, but I don't think he's a traitor.
But somebody would walk up to him and say, "Hi, I'm General Bob. What are you working on?" He'd tell you.
No, he's actually pretty tight-lipped about his research. I never really gotten anything from him about that. So,
at least you've gotten coffee.
Did he ever talk about his wife?
His wife?
Good answer.
You also know Ghost Girl?
Yes.
You work with her?
Yes.
Seems to be an
alright
person,
from
what you
can
tell.
She's okay. When I can see her. Nice tan. No, I don't say that. I think that though.
So she invisible a lot?
Almost all the time. Are you?
No.
But every time I see you, you are. Well, I don't see her much. So
I
you assume she's just hovering over your shoulder and
invisible.
Yeah, she's right here.
She's right here.
Have you ever met Professor or Dr. Bradley Jones?
Dr. Jones, yes.
Oh, I did
say? Right. No. Yes, Dr. Jones said.
Yes, Dr. Jones. Oh. Brad, but not Brad, but
okay,
Jones.
Yes.
Seems to be an okay person?
Yeah, nice girl. Very upstanding. Very. No, she can go overboard.
Very handsome man.
Too bad about the wheelchair, though.
Yeah.
Mrs.
Jones
ever mentioned
a wife?
Yeah. She's in the hospital.
Did you ever mention that she did an expensive operation?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or that he paid for it?
Wow.
By himself. Wow. He doesn't have a ton of money.
Looks like taking out a loan or something.
Yes.
Or rolled a 20. Double zeros, I say.
Alright. I think that's enough. Thanks for calling in.
Sure, no problem.
Brad, you call yourself a radiation man?
No problem. Actually, I don't.
Other people do?
Yeah.
Why?
Well,
because I've got this big.
Because, watch. Mm-hmm. I kill one of the other guys. No. One of the guards. You know why they come in and radiation man watch? That's why. No. That'd be cool, though.
Let me cook your hot dog.
Brad, that is control. Okay, that's all they want.
I get it. I go check on my wife. Is she doing better?
They won't know for another week.
Yeah, but that's tomorrow. Week, you
know, I came here tomorrow. I just found out yesterday. So, it's going to be YouTube.
Yeah, you're going to be able to make it by yourself here? You don't have to. Eh? It was too much trouble. Fine. I can run down myself.
More points for me.
two people even enough for them?
One person is enough. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Not that I'm making it any easier.
Kevin prefers smaller groups.
Ah.
This is pretty much ideal, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe one more person.
Yeah, that'll be a land. I'll have me and four or five other people. More than that, I guess, hectic.
Yeah,
more
like
two.
So, can you make some more?
Can we make it here?
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure, it's a 6 o'clock. There we go. Okay.
6 o'clock tomorrow, right?
It's like two.
Okay.
Okay. So, next day, you wake up. I decided you all get the newspaper.
Okay.
What the?
I go to the bus station.
Oh, did you go to the bus station?
The new bus, huh?
Am I feeling bad?
No, you still feel under the weather. You've been from, since then, now that was in that state, so for 2 days now.
I might have to go to the hospital.
Adam,
get sick.
Well, it's like you feel a little weak, it's like you're coming down or something.
Yeah, you're pregnant.
But it's more like, you ate more. You're a little achy.
Okay.
You get tired a little faster, but you just sort of concentrate and you just ignore it.
Okay. I try using my power to make sure I'm not like...
Invisible?
Yeah,
I mean,
or,
they're not working. Oh, yeah. The power store.
Okay.
The ones you remember. Alright. So you wake up, you read that. What are you guys going to do? Station. You go to the bus station?
I go to the new bus inaugural run thing. Going to have that, little ceremony?
Yeah.
I'll go do that.
Really? You could still be asleep?
I'm still asleep.
Okay. So you say you go to the bus station?
What the? Do you recognize anyone?
At the bus station?
Wait a minute, anyone in, bright colors?
You. Just you. Ah! Everybody else sleeps late or something. Oh, they don't get the new thing. They don't read.
They can't read.
You can each make a roll.
Oh, wait. I would be there.
All right. Go ahead. You can each, all three, each bring a robot. The old one.
The robot's dead.
The robot's...
Didn't you fix it?
Yeah, I'm destroyed. I can't fix it yet.
Well, you do have the lab with the HQ
character.
So you guys have a small lab at your HQ.
I'm used to having two pages.
It's good enough for you to
have two pages.
I do have two pages. It's just front and back for once.
So it's
Kevin went all high tech on it.
Wow.
Amazing.
Run the paper through twice.
It did it by itself.
Did you print them at work?
Yeah. Someone must have set it up that way. Well, anyways.
Oh, really?
What are we rolling?
Okay, you don't think you're a robot? You could have it.
No, I'm going to say it's still on the repair. Because if I have to repair it in my lab, then my lab is trapped. 13.
10.
Okay. She took it there about the same time. And... You already see the crowd dispersing and stuff because the bus is already gone.
No! Don't go into 50 miles per hour.
Let's see. As you stop to ask where the bus is right now, you hear gunshots and faint cries of people in distress and resistance. Sorry, that.
What are gunshots, eh?
Yeah.
This way. That's the way I fly.
That way.
I fly there.
Can you hear me?
Wait.
No! Wait!
Too late.
He's already gone. We hate freeloaders.
I run.
I have to buy the life power. It's just too handy.
I know. It seems long for my hair
okay.
to grow. Something to build some community supply.
So y'all reach the... Well, you can guess what makes you run right now. So you reach the bus, and, you know, by that time you're there.
You see? Okay.
You see the bus is stopped. Let's see how I have it. Oh, so they have, like, paper up on the windows.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to see inside. But it also spells up a message saying there is a bomb on this bus.
There is a bomb on this bus, huh? And it stops. Yeah, that wouldn't have to wait.
Okay.
Are there people in the bus?
Yes. Well, there's like a mayor and some important people and the bus driver.
Yeah.
So one of them says, in an Asian accent, which I will not try to reproduce, that they demand the release of the sportsmaster.
Huh?
Or they will blow up the bus.
Release who and the sportsmaster?
The sportsmaster.
Just
he's in
master?
Prison. That's all they say.
The first guys we like that.
Okay.
The bus starts up and then starts moving.
No! Before we even get a chance to try to talk to them?
Yeah, they only said the demands and then.
Who said this? Or what
is
this?
No, yeah, someone saw an offer from the
right.
inside the bus.
Am I close enough to run up and catch the bus?
Make a roll.
14.
So you run to the bus? You're running next to the bus?
Well, am I close enough to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Then I'll turn invisible and run up to the bus.
Okay.
And see if I can get in.
I'll blast the bus.
That's the real roll.
Oh. Go ahead and roll. Try to get through the speed or whatever. Women in sighting.
Reinforced titanium. What?
Ethan?
Yeah, ish.
Yeah, model. Ish, you're our model. Perhaps they like fat people.
Not really.
Well, fat now.
Of course, we don't know what kind of. You don't understand what kind of model you are. Perhaps you're just a hand model.
What model?
Hey,
your shoes in the sports suit, your shoes. Just a switch. Modeling what? Flippers?
Sand.
There's a beer commercial where the guy's talking about how he dated a model. All friends are giving him a hard time because she was a foot model. Hey, none of you guys dated a model.
Let's see. You're 11. I'm thinking. Make another roll. Meanwhile, what are you two doing? So you see Ghost Girl start running towards the bus, and then she turns into
Go through prison. I'll follow the bus. You go through prison, just in case we need to release.
Should I shoot the wheels on the bus?
I wouldn't recommend it.
What are you going to do?
I'm just going to follow. I'm
going to get the people off the bus.
And I should go with
the bus. Get the bus.
What?
Wait there. Wait for the release. What's his name?
Okay. I go kill the sportsman.
You what?
I go kill the sportsman.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
So you start heading towards prison?
Yeah. Sure.
What do you do? And you're flying?
Flying.
Did I get on the bus?
You. get... So you... I'm thinking you can squeeze through the glass pane. Yeah, I guess
I
you do.
I should be able to go through a window. I mean, they make the windows big enough to be emergency exits. When the...
Yeah, let's hire up.
Sure.
So... Well, okay. You get in.
The door is usually glass.
Yeah, but it's usually parted. Yeah. So anyway, you get in. You make a bit of noise.
Okay.
You see there are two Japanese-looking ninja type.
Okay.
Well, not with a black uniform. They're actually...
They have a bomb?
There seems to be something attached to the ceiling.
Okay.
You know, some kind of briefcase thingy.
Do they seem to have a remote control for it, or does it have a big red button on it, or...
It... You don't see anything right now.
Okay. It's
attached. So, well, let's see if they hear you. Do-do-do-do.
Like bolted to the ceiling or something?
Well, it's attached to the ceiling.
Okay.
You don't know. The bus is moving.
How fast?
Street speed. Not going particularly fast.
Okay. Do I think I? How big is the bus?
They have like what do they have? Machine guns? Yeah, the machine guns.
Okay.
So one of them is up front telling the driver where to go.
Okay.
And the other one is also sort of up front, with some machine gun, telling the passengers to, you know, stay down.
Alright, so they're both near the front?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so you're doing that. You're still heading towards the prison. You're flying.
So can I fly really low and then get on top of the bus?
Yeah. Do you want to actually land on the bus or just fly over the bus?
I'll just fly over the bus for now.
Okay.
How many passengers are on the bus?
Like, a dozen people.
Okay. And the bad guys are mostly paying attention to the driver or the passenger?
One's paying attention to the driver, and the other one's paying attention to the passenger.
Okay.
Anything on top of the bus?
I go look at the bomb. How's it attached to the ceiling?
Oh. They also... Oh, yeah. Okay, so they also cut a hole before.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can slide down and just defuse the bomb?
Oh, whatever. For whatever reason. Okay, so you take a look at the bomb?
That's how you down the bus, right?
Hey.
Stewards.
It's a bomb. Well, okay, it's a suitcase as far as you can tell.
Okay.
Seems to be...
Is it duct tape to the ceiling or bolted?
It's duct tape to the ceiling.
Okay.
It has...
Is it out?
No control. Well, let's see.
Except it's not 10%.
Which wire was it that we're supposed to cut?
Always green.
Green one? Okay.
Yeah, it's always a green one. It actually has a timer. Oh, okay. Yeah, they always have to have a timer. So that's a timer and it's ticking down.
Okay.
Oh, like 10, 15 minutes.
Okay.
15 minutes, let's say.
15 minutes.
Do I know enough about bombs that
what
I can,
the last
you
15
know,
seconds?
Remove the timer or something so it won't go off, or...
No.
Okay.
You don't think you could do that?
Can I phase the bomb out and jump off the bus with it?
You could try. It might work, it might not.
You can jump through a hole.
It's true.
And make it not easier.
It's true.
Alright, I'll try doing that.
Okay, so...
Well, I'll try to phase the bomb out first, and if that doesn't work, then... Plan B.
Go ahead and roll.
If it doesn't work, then anyone dies.
The bomb explodes. People die.
14 plus 13? 27.
Bomb goes off. Luckily it's face, so he's gonna take you out.
Yeah. So, alright, so you face out the bomb. To the briefcase. I assume it's invisible.
Hey,
so you got something on you. Well.
No, it's just transparent. So you see this transparent
right.
It's floating midair.
And
I'll
just face out the bomb part.
And I'll jump off the bus.
Alright, you jump off the bus.
Well, actually, I don't know where that is.
You don't really want to
talk to him.
So you're following the bus. It's, you know, it's just going down the streets, making some turns.
You're trying to communicate with
there's actually,
yeah,
like, police
really
cars behind.
Right now.
And, you know, some police try to be in front, stay in front, but it keeps turning. So
can I, like, look to the side? Carefully see the inside?
Sure.
Okay, can I go up?
Make a roll.
Any roll?
Any roll. It's supposed to be stealth, but...
Seven. Put my head down.
Okay, so you put your head down, and one of the terrorists, or whatever, one of the Japanese guys sees you.
Hey!
Well,
if I see him see me.
Yeah?
Now I'll start talking.
Okay, make an initial roll.
Okay, 48.
Okay, so what do you want to do?
Can we talk about this? Let's negotiate.
Alright. And you're ready in case he does something.
Yeah, well.
His first reaction is to